I just want to kind of read for you Acts 4 and kind of prime our pumps for 2019 in terms of this year of prayer. And so let me read for you Acts 4, verses 23 to 31. Open and follow along, if you please. Again, the YouVersion Bible app, you can read along there as well. And there's a nice article as well for you to read after worship, that there's a link there as well about prayer and making prayer a priority. So Acts 4, starting with verse 23. When they were released, they went to their friends and reported what the chief priests and elders had said to them. And when they heard it, they lifted their voices together to God and said, "Sovereign Lord, who made the heaven and the earth and the sea and everything in them, who through the mouth of our father David, your servant, said by the Holy Spirit, 'Why did the Gentiles rage and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his anointed. For truly in this city they were gathered together against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, along with the Gentiles and the peoples of Israel, to do whatever your hand and your plan had predestined to take place. And now, Lord, look upon their hearts, their threats, and grant to your servants to continue to speak your word with all boldness, while you stretch out your hand to heal, and signs and wonders are performed through the name of your holy servant Jesus.' And when they had prayed, the place in which they were gathered together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and continued to speak the word of God with boldness." And so the elders last year discussed our need to have a year of dedicated prayer for our church, our community, our country, our world. And so there is much confusion about just about everything in today's world, from gender to politics to anything. There is much confusion, and it's difficult to make heads nor tails of it all, or even to focus on anything, because the world is just in turmoil, especially our country is in just turmoil, that it's hard to really focus our thoughts on what do we need to be thinking, what do we need to be doing, where should we be spending our hearts, our times. And so, I think, and the elders think, it is wise that we come into 2019 and we spend the year stopping, just stopping, and kneeling and bending our hearts and knees to the one who knows exactly what's going on. Remember when we were going through our Advent messages and we looked at Psalm 46 and it says in there, "Be still and know that I'm God." And yes, there's this idea of a meditative point of view in that. But also right before that, God is talking about nations raging against him. And so there is also in that this command to stop what you're doing. Just stop fighting against God. Stop trying to do things according to your wisdom, your power. Stop your schedules. Reevaluate. Know who is God. And so 2019 is not, it's not like we're going to just stop all ministries and we're not going to do anything. But in our hearts, we are going to focus on stopping and knowing God in prayer. And so what I love about this passage in Acts 4 is what the believers prayed for and what happened before they prayed. Okay, so Peter and John are before the Sanhedrin and they're beaten and they're threatened to stop talking about Jesus and proclaiming Jesus. And then there wasn't any other way to know for the Sanhedrin to punish them, so they threatened them to stop, and Peter and John were threatened and released. And so let me just put this out to you. If you were threatened to lose your job at work, if you were to stop talking about Jesus, what would you do? Most of us would probably stop talking about Jesus, if we're honest. But what do Peter and John do? They go to their brothers and sisters in Christ. And what do they pray? They prayed for God to make them even more bold in proclaiming Jesus. And so in a world that says stop proclaiming Jesus, we say challenge accepted in the other way. We say, "Lord, Help us to be even more bold, because that is how much this world needs us. They pray for God to make them more bold in proclaiming the gospel in Jesus' name. And so that is awesome, and the kind of edge we need to have as a church and as Christians. And I believe it is the same spirit of commitment to Christ that God wants for our church. And so we are going to pray in 2019 for many things, including boldness in the gospel. And so I haven't produced an exhaustive list of what we are going to be praying for as a church, but I put together a few bold points, a few highlights. And the first thing is, we are going to pray for boldness, because it is easy to be fearful of people's reactions or to begin to doubt the goodness and truth of the gospel. It is easy to do that. And we're going to pray for zeal, because as we grow older, both physically and spiritually, it is easy to become apathetic and to have been at this for so long that we forget the zeal and the passion of the Lord. Apathy is real, and we can think we're doing each other and God a favor by coming to church. Or we could be doing a favor to the church or to the Lord by putting some money in a plate. But that is not what we are called. We are called for zeal, to be zealous for the Lord. We're going to pray for faith in the sovereign plan of God. They prayed and acknowledged in Acts 4 God's sovereign and predestining plan. Notice that Jesus dying for our sins wasn't a surprise. It was in the mind of God before the foundations of the earth to send Jesus to die for his people's sins. And so we need to have faith in God's grace and plan for our lives through Jesus Christ. And pray for salvation of those in Waterville and beyond through Blessed Hope's ministry and the faithful preaching of God's word through other local churches. We want to pray for our brothers and sisters in other churches as they have faith, hear the word as they proclaim the word. We're not in competition. We are we're on the same field of God's kingdom. And we're going to pray for truth, and we're going to pray for honesty, and we're going to pray for healing with one another, that we can go to each other with gentleness and truth and not be afraid of doing irreparable damage to relationships, or that we will be met with anger, hostility, bitterness, in my case, passive aggressiveness. Can we do that? Not always, so we're going to pray that we can. We're going to pray for the finances of one another and for our church, and we're going to pray that God would raise up laborers in our church and beyond, because we need both hands and feet of all ages in all areas, and we also need financial support to do what we do. Because if we don't have hands and feet and finances, then we need to make some tough decisions about what we are doing as a church. Pray that we all, individually and leadership, know what tough decisions to make and how to make them and go about them. We all have decisions to make every day, every month, with our schedules, our kids, our friendships, our priorities, even what we believe. And so may we make these decisions prayerfully, not just pragmatically, of what's easier and what's even just more enjoyable or easiest or requires the least from us. Think about that. Do you sometimes just make decisions about faith, about involvement in what the Lord will have you to do based on what's most convenient for your schedules? For whatever is in your life. Pray that we would not be bound by fear, but rejoice in the perfect love of God. Because I think sometimes we have trouble ministering out of fear. Oh, I'm not quite right for that. Or things would go badly. Or there's lots of reasons, but we have to understand that if God is calling us and leading us, He is going to equip us probably day by day, moment by no moment. He's not just going to all of a sudden, you know, matrix you and plug something into the back of your head, and then all of a sudden you're fully equipped. He's going to walk with you along the way and provide for you to minister to one another and to a hurting world. And above all, we're going to pray that we would love God and love others, because I truly believe if we were to do this, if I were to do this, and we were to focus more intently on this prayer, many of the things I mentioned would come in line. This doesn't mean our faith and ministry will be easy. God is in the business of using trials to mold us, and we also have an enemy of our souls who will try and convince our evil desires to twist those trials into temptations and failures. So we will also pray that God will keep us humble and repentant. You know, I heard a pastor share his church's mantra from a few years ago, and I loved it. It is Emmanuel Church in Nashville, Pastor Ray Ortland. And his church's mantra has three parts to it. Number one, I am a complete idiot. Number two, my future is bright. And number three, anyone can get in on this. And so when they say, I'm a complete idiot, there has not been one nanosecond, he says, in all my life where God has looked at me and said, oh, that's impressive. How God sees me is how I really am. There's no excuse for a human being like me. But my future is bright, because Jesus lived the perfect life I should have lived. He did that for me. He died the guilty death under the wrath of God. I don't want to die. And again, he did that for me. And all he asks is that all I can really do is receive that with the empty hands of faith. And when I do, that is when God gives me the future Jesus deserves. And that is what makes our hope and our future bright, is we have the same future of Jesus because of what Jesus has done for us. And it's all mercy for anyone who will repent and believe, however idiotic they may be. And so I want you to notice what happens after the believers pray in Acts 4. The ground shakes, which would be pretty cool, although I'm not sure how structurally this building could handle that, but hey, it is what it is. But then, most importantly, the Holy Spirit filled them. As we pray, may the ground shake, because we are walking in the footsteps and the heart of God, and may the Holy Spirit filling them and us. And the Holy Spirit filling them wasn't a sign that they didn't have the Holy Spirit, because obviously Peter and John were there and many of the believers at Pentecost when the Holy Spirit came and indwelt them. But there is through our life continued strengthenings, fillings of the Holy Spirit that come. And so may the Spirit, this in 2019, continue to fill us, His people, and give us exactly what we need to accomplish His mission, not our mission, not our plans. We want to be at the work of the mission of God. As one of my friends says, is God's mission has a church. Okay? So every church really has the same mission, and it's the mission of God. And that is to see the gospel go forward and save people in Jesus Christ. And so everything we do has to have that as its ultimate goal, making Jesus look great. And so may we seek and ask for God's filling through His Spirit. And may we all corporately and individually take 2019 as the year to seek God intentionally in prayer for His filling. And so a couple practical things we're going to be doing is Pastor Josh actually shared this that he did with his previous church called 24 on 24. And so on the 24th day of every month, we are going to have a sheet where we are going to ask that you sign up for an hour slot And if that's too much, we may be willing to go down to a half an hour slot. We have enough to do that, okay, to pray for, and we will have a prayer guide that I'm going to be putting together to pray on the 24th for 24 hours. So someone from our church is going to be taking an hour slot. So those of you who have insomnia, we would love you to take from that 1 to 4 o'clock range, okay? And so for some of you, you know, if you're working, you know, you get home late and you need something to transition from to kind of wind down. If you're getting home at 11, 12 o'clock and you need a transition, on the 24th, avoid Netflix and instead let the Lord help you transition and take that hour to pray. So 24 hours of prayer on the 24th, and then the second, every fifth Sunday of the five Sunday months, we're going to do a concert of prayer. And that's going to look similar or identical. I haven't really decided. A while back, I scrapped my sermon, and we just did during the sermon like a prayer, the Acts prayer, and we repented together, we prayed together. It's going to look a lot like that. So don't avoid those Sundays. Those are actually going to be really important Sundays for you to be here, to repent together, to pray together, to cry out to our God together for His filling, for His guidance, for His provision. And so that's what 2019 is going to be. Those are pieces, and the elders are still going to be in prayer of seeking the Lord, of what more we can do, and any changes we need to make in our church. And so we also want to be praying about individually any changes in our lives, in our attitudes, in our hearts that we need to make in the Lord, in relationships or whatever. And so I'm going to pray transition prayer into as Crystal comes forward and shares what the Lord has put on her heart and what she has been doing. And so join with me in prayer. Father, we thank you for this time and that you have given us prayer to be in line with your heart, to communicate with you, and to be in relationship. And so we ask that you would provide. And we thank you for Crystal that she's here. And we ask blessing on her and what she shares, that you would be honored and glorified, and that we would be encouraged and challenged through the ministry that she has through Adventures in Missions. Lord, bless her, and may we humbly thank the Lord. Thank you for her. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.